This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Emily Connolly has been with me this entire week. And of course, I'm always so curious about how she's going to end the week. And actually, Emily, what you're going to suggest we listen to this weekend?
I wanted to end the week with another YA romance, since that's how we started. And because it's summer and I wanted something really fun to take us into the weekend. So this is Tokyo Ever After, and it's written by Emiko Jean, and it's narrated by Ali Ahn.
And this is about what?
So it is sort of Emiko Jean's take on Princess Diaries. So it's a really fun escapist book, but also has a definite different take from that original. And it's narrated with a lot of personality by Ali Ahn. And this is the first audiobook I've heard her narrate, but I noticed that she had recorded the audiobooks for To All the Boys I Loved Before in that series. So
yeah, she does a lot of romance novels.
Ah,
she's really good.
Great. Yeah. And I liked her work on this a lot, and I will be looking for more by her. So in this story, it's about Izumi Tanaka, who goes by Izzy, who's a senior in a mostly white Northern California town. She's being raised by her mom, and she was always told her dad was a college hookup. So she doesn't really know anything about him. But she accidentally discovers his name in a book in her mom's room, and the truth comes out, he's actually Japanese royalty. He's the crown prince of Japan.
Whoa.
And he also meant a lot more to her mother than she had let on. So she all of a sudden is thrust into this world where, you know, she reaches out to him and he invites her to Japan. And so
did he know about her?
He did not. So he, you know, they'd lost contact. He didn't know he had his obligations, his royal obligations. And her mom didn't want to be dragged into all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you hear Ali narrates really well with this very fun, youthful voice, but it really suits Izzy's personality because she really is so excited to get to go meet her dad, but all of a sudden has all these expectations of, you know, she's royalty and she's never been to Japan before. She doesn't speak Japanese and she struggles with feeling like she'll live up to all of those expectations.
And does she have a tutor?
Yeah, she's got tutors. She has
to teach her the ways of royalty. Is she there for a visit or is she there like she's going to live in Japan for a while?
She's there for a visit. The visit extends a bit because, you know, she's getting to know all this extended family. It's just more complicated than normal. And she does have tutors and she has people who are she's a lady in waiting. She also has a very cute bodyguard. Who she initially is, you know, there's a lot of friction there between the two of them because he's so serious and she's always trying to joke around with him. But of course, feelings grow between them, but it's not allowed because he's a guard and she's royalty. So it's, you know, there's the fun romance and the secrets.
Well, let's hear a little.
Sure. So this is when Izumi has just figured out her father's name. She still doesn't know he's royalty, but she's sort of like, how did my mom know this? Never tell me. Feeling very overwhelmed.
Okay, this is Tokyo Ever After. It's written by Amiko Jean and it's read by Ali An.
I barrel through the hallways of Mount Shasta High. 18 hours have passed since a book about rare orchids and a semi-racy poem teetered my world off its axis. It was a rough evening and morning. There were so many questions bouncing around in my mind. Did Mom lie about not knowing my father? If so, why? Could my dad know about me? Then why didn't he want me? The struggle is real. I've been careful to contain my hopes while simultaneously dodging my mother. It's good that I'm excellent at subterfuge. Under my bed, there is half a bottle of peach schnapps and a handful of romance novels. Impoverished Duke plus lower class heiress equals true love forever. Mom doesn't know any of this. Acting casual is key. Just a girl going about her business. Nothing to see here.
God, that would be an earth-shattering moment, wouldn't it?
Right.
Jeez.
Well, it's, you know, first she's got, you know, now I know who my dad is. And then it's, oh my gosh, she's royalty. And she has some great friends who are there with her, who help support her through this. And she makes friends there. And I think the narrator, Ali, did a great job making all these different personalities pop out. So I think it was a lot of fun to listen to. And definitely, if you're looking for a good, light,
yeah,
but still meaningful weekend listen, this is a good one.
That is Tokyo Ever After by Amiko Jean, and it's read by Ali An. Well, Emily, it was a great week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. Always fun to come and talk audiobooks with you.
It's always fun to have you. I'll talk to you next month. Today's episode of Behind the Mic is sponsored by Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind. Try a radically different audiobook. Dramatized adaptations produced with a full cast, cinematic music, and sound effects. Action-adventure genres like fantasy, sci-fi, comics, horror, westerns, and more. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dall is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.